One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This is it, my podcast friends. Here we go. One Hand Speaks number 111, entitled The Double Take. The double take has occurred in my life for as long as I can recall. And that's an interesting phenomena, to have that with me, to have that with me, my entire life. When I was younger, it was really hard to deal with. It's something I got comfortable with, and now in the last, three decades of my life, I just actually quite enjoy it. I'm not affected by it. I don't mind it. It's part of who I am. It actually affects people around me more. Sometimes people are like, wow, why? Especially friends of mine that forget that I don't have two hands. As odd as that sounds, but that kind of unconsciously does occur in other people, and then they notice people staring at me or double taking. And I have a podcast about it's okay to stare at me, and I think it's podcast number 40, so you can check that out. In the links below, just click on that if you want to keep listening. But the double take, what is the double take? The double take is when people realize they missed something unusual that could have been obvious, and then they realize they didn't notice it, and they double take and look at it. Now, the double take can be a big head stroke look, wide-eyed kind of thing, or it can be a subtle out of the corner. Oh, I'm going to double take. And that usually occurs when people think I'm watching them and they want to look, but they don't want to look obvious. And just so you know, you'll look pretty obvious standing totally still trying to peer out of the corner of your eye. But then there's just the standard, oh, I noticed that person. Wow, I just realized that person doesn't have two hands or has no legs or is missing an eye or whatever it is that's out of the ordinary that is cause for the double take. And as I have mentioned, it's something that I've dealt with my entire life. And I'm cool with it. I actually like it. Now I notice when people double take, I just give them a big smile. Or sometimes people will look at me and then double take, but they won't look at my eyes. They'll just be looking at my arm. Oh, I love this. And while they're looking at my little arm, I'm looking at them right in the eyes. I'm watching them look at my arm. And then I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for them to look up. And many times they look up to their chagrin. They notice that I'm looking at them, and I'm just smiling deeply at them, and I'm like, oh, gotcha, right? Or I'll just move my arm up and down. I call it my million-dollar gesture. And then I just give them the, ah, gotcha. I noticed you looking at me, and here you go. Here's something extra for you to look at. Sometimes I notice when kids double-take me. There's many reactions they have. Sometimes they're just totally freaked out. Sometimes they're a little shy. Sometimes they're inhibited. Sometimes they're just curious. And then other times they just look at me and they give me a little smile and I wave at them with my short side and they wave at me and they smile on and we have a great connection. And then the moment just vaporizes and dissipates back into whatever natural flow we were both into before we encountered each other. And I love my interactions with children. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't have some kind of cool interaction with a kid on a subtle level or a more advanced level. Once this little, 3.5-year-old boy saw I didn't have two hands and he started crying. I giggle at it, but it was really quite precious. You know, he thought I was in a lot of pain or something. That was really nice. And in saying all that, not all my double takes are beneficial. I have a podcast where I spoke about the first job interview I ever went on, and The guy came around the corner to interview me, and then he saw me, and then he noticed I had two hands. He made a big double take, and then he walked off and had me sit at the bar, and he never came back. Yeah, super uncool. And after 45 minutes, I just figured, well, okay, I guess he doesn't want to give me the job and is a coward. So I left. Yeah, I learned a lot in that moment about the quality of some people. And the quality of the double take. I can learn a lot about who you are by how you double take me and then the interaction that we have afterwards. They're not always great, but the majority of the time, and I mean majority, we're at 85, 90%, 92.875%. Yeah, they're good. But sometimes, yeah, sometimes not so good. But they happen all the time. Oh man, they happen all the time. I got to be prepared sometimes for the for the double take. Okay, I mentioned this in a podcast, but I have this shirt that says I was born like this. I was born like this. I was wearing it at the Oregon Country Fair, and I was sitting in this chair, and as I'm watching this sea of people go by, I notice this girl's on her cell phone, and she's looking at my shirt, and she's looking at my shirt, and then she was talking to her friend. She's like, oh yeah, this guy's wearing this shirt that says, and then she went to look at my chest, and it says, I was born like this. And then I went to move my arm, and I kind of forced the double take there, and she kind of just double took, and then she stumbled. She almost tripped over and just started laughing, and I started laughing. And it was a great, it was a great moment, because I realized in that moment, she didn't realize what was going on with me. Like, why would I be wearing a shirt that says I was born like this? And then when I moved my arm, she realized I didn't have two hands. That was a forced moment. That was a forced double take. And maybe my only one on record, but super cool Oregon Country Fair style. And in saying that, I'm going back to the Oregon Country Fair this year for the 50th anniversary. I remember on the 25th anniversary, I said I was going back. And indeed, I'm on my way again to the Oregon Country Fair. I've done a number of years as professional speaker there, but from 1993 until 2014, I went every year except one year. I've gone so much, people thought I worked at the fair. And I have really good friends there, so I'm very excited to go back, and I have such great one-handed experiences at the Oregon Country Fair. And I've shared many of them. I think I have done a podcast just on the Oregon Country Fair. So maybe I'll put a link into the bottom there. And I can't quite remember what's on there, but I know it's juicy, juicy, good one-handed stuff. Man, the double take. And then sometimes it's just, you know, I can just tell people are pretty uncomfortable because they don't know how to react or they don't know how to do something. And especially like, you know, when I'm teaching Aikido, I get a lot of double takes sometimes, especially people that are walking. And I remember one time when I had my dojo, Three Shapes Aikido, here in Boise, Idaho, I was teaching. And the guy that came in must have not noticed I didn't have two hands at the moment. Maybe I was at the right angle or something like that. And then I kind of turned to face him, and he just made this double take, and then his arms went up in the air. And he just went on this whole thing about how he doesn't think he can learn anything from me because I don't have two hands. And I said, well, that's great, man. If that's what you want to believe, you can leave. If there's nothing I can teach you, you can go. You don't have to stay. And yeah, it took him a minute to leave. It was such a weird, weird experience. But family members that come in, they get a double take. Often I get the double take. No, every day I get a double take in some way, shape, or form. Especially when I'm going places I've never been. Traveling, professional speaking. I've spoken in 8 different countries. And I'll tell you what, people look at me a lot different in Malaysia than they do in Europe, Finland, Estonia, especially in the United States. Especially kids in Finland are so different than kids in the United States. But in Malaysia, yeah, it was really weird. I got two looks. People were, didn't want to look, kind of look, double take. And the other one was, wow, can't believe you're actually walking in public. And as I was talking to my friends in Malaysia, they told me the same thing about people's perception of me in Tibet. They just want to know why I'm not locked in a closet or homeless, or, you know, they can't believe that I'm functioning. Wow, it's not like I don't have arms and legs. I'm just missing a hand. But worthy of the double take nonetheless. Yeah, the international traveling thing. I learn a lot about myself and more about other people. It's so hilarious. Now, next Tuesday, today is Tuesday. At this time next week, I'm actually going to be on a plane. Well, I'm going to be sitting at the LA airport waiting to get on my plane to China because I'm going on a Buddhist pilgrimage to Tibet. Going to spend a couple days in Chengdu, China, then 2 days in Lhasa, Tibet, the Tibetan Autonomous Region. And then we're on a 10-day pilgrimage to the Temple of Yeshe Sogyal. And if you're into the Vajrayana, you'll know what that means. And if you're not, well, try to Google it. The name's spelled funny. Y-E-S-H-E, Yeshe, and then Tsogyal. T-S-O-G-Y-A-L. She is a prominent figure in Buddhist history. And one of the reasons why I'm studying the lineage that I study, it's amazing. What she did in Tibet is astounding. And it's a rare opportunity to get to her temple. So I'm on my way, and I am certainly going to learn a lot about people going back to Tibet. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm looking forward to all the double takes I'm going to get, and all the, just throughout my life, I just love them. I love them. So if you're hanging out with me, pay a little attention. See how people double take. And with that, my friends, I'm going to close this podcast out. Be cool, be safe, have fun. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.